Oh, hey, darling. How you doing? Oh, yeah, I'm out of breath. I was just chasing those chickens for like 5 minutes because the big baddie, she would not succumb. So I'm a little out of breath. But hey, how was your day? Oh, hey, are you feeling okay? Did something happen at work? Well, yeah, you seem a little upset. I mean, to be completely honest, you have seemed upset a little bit over the past couple of days, but I just didn't want to pressure you to talk about something you weren't ready to talk about. But if it's getting to so much that you want to tell me, I am your girlfriend. Or at least tell me how I can help you, even if it's by just shutting up and leaving you alone. I can totally give you a space if you need it. I just know that I'm here for you. And if you do need me and you do want to talk to me, I don't like seeing you upset. I just want to help, you know? Well, what do you mean by just stupid insecurities? There's nothing completely stupid about feeling insecure, baby. It's normal. I have a lot of them. You feel like it's childish and immature to be insecure about it? You're not childish for having emotions, darling. Are you comfortable telling me what you're insecure about? Your dick. You because your dick is amazing. Oh, okay. Sorry. Go on. You think your dick is too small? Baby, your dick is completely fine. It's not small at all, and it feels so good. What do you mean that you don't want me to beat around the bush? Your dick does feel good. Do you think I was lying every time I came all over your perfect cock? You want me to acknowledge the fact that it's small? Is this like some sort of fetish thing? Like, do you want me to make fun of you or something? I guess that's the problem. I'm sorry, I don't really understand. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess small dicks are always seen as a negative trait in men. I guess now that I think about it, I can't really think of anyone talking about how much they like smaller guys. Like, I know you're not delusional, but that's not what it's about. Me calling your dick small just seems like an insult to me, you know? And I know it shouldn't be because I've experienced just how wonderful small dicks can be. It's just like I'm not used to this kind of discussion. Guys are always wanting to hear how huge they are and how they're stretching me out and all that. How they're spearing me. I guess I now understand. I might feel like I'm not being genuine when I tell you that, but honestly, I just say whatever I think is hot. You know that. I'm rambling. I never really put that much thought into my dirty talk, to be completely honest. Babe? I was wondering, is it okay if I try to make it up to you by giving your small cock all the love and appreciation it deserves? I love you and your cock so fucking much. I'm so proud of you for telling me this. It's so hard to broach these kind of topics, but it's really important in our relationship. You're so awesome. And again, hey, I can't wait to make you feel good. So I guess I have something to ask you. Can you take your clothes off, handsome? Okay. All right. I'm gonna watch while you do it. There you go. And question number two. Will you let me straddle you on the couch? You know, I'm wearing just a dress. And I'm not wearing underwear. Do you like feeling my soft hands slowly making their way across your entire body? My nails lightly grazing your skin? Put your hands on me. Put your hands underneath my skirt. Touch my tits through my blouse. Grab my ass. I want to feel your fingers dig into my soft flesh. Oh. I can feel your cock rubbing up against my lips. Can I please ride you on my knees? Oh, yes, sir. Do you want me to take that small cock all the way into my mouth? You know how much I love feeling my lips pressed up against the base of your shaft. Can I hump your leg while I suck on you, please? Sucking your cock always makes me so fucking horny. Thank you, sir. I can't wait to have that perfect cock in my mouth, but I think it deserves a few kisses first. Because I love your little cock so fucking much. And I need to show it the appreciation that it deserves. It's the only right thing to do. Okay, I can't wait any longer. I need this cock inside of my fucking mouth. So good. I love sucking your cock. How? Oh my god. I can't. How can I twirl my tongue around like this? The way you taste when I lick from your beautiful balls, filled with all the delicious cum, all the way to your tip, drooling that lovely, salty pre-cum onto my pretty face. Babe, do you want me to go faster? Do you want me to worship the hell out of your small cock that I love so goddamn much? You like that, don't you? I can't wait to feel your little cock throb and shoot rope after rope. Hot, sticky cum into my mouth. Oh, you have other plans. Hey, where are we going? Put me down. I want to keep sucking that perfect dick. God damn it. On the bed? On all fours? Well, yes, sir. Are you going to take me? Are you going to conquer me with that small cock, baby? Are you gonna watch my ass as I sway my hips? I fucking need this. I fucking need you. Please, sir. Pull up my skirt. Expose my need and fuck the shit out of me. Yes, sir. That's what I'm fucking talking about. Oh, God. I'm so wet. It's ridiculous. I love your little cock way too much. I'm fucking addicted. It just feels too fucking good. I can't help it. Fuck. I'm close. No, of course I'm not joking. Humping your legs during that blowjob felt ridiculously good. It's honestly not even fair how good your small cock makes me feel. Here I am, trying to tease you and give you a nice slow bleed. And then my needy little cunt ruins it. Because apparently even being near your little cock is enough to make me hungry for cum. So unfair. I am supposed to be the one teasing you, but I can't help but want to get fucking pounded to hell whenever I see you get hard. God, you're always so fucking hard. Oh, go, no, baby. No, baby, don't take your cock on me. Oh, don't. I don't dare if it slips out. Just put it back in me now. Oh, I need you. Oh, yeah. You can slip out of my pussy however many times you want, but you better put it back in or I'm gonna go crazy. Besides, if you're slipping out of that pussy, that just means that I'm wet as fuck for your little dick, so you should see it as a compliment. And it means that I have a wet ass pussy, but we already knew that. God, I can feel you pumping in and out of me. Fuck, you're pounding me so fucking good. Pull my hair, sir. Pull it. Fuck me like you need it. God, sir, please come into my fucking pussy. Fucking flood my cunt with your seed. I want to be filled to the fucking brim with that hot sticky cum. Make that cock. Yeah, baby. Make that small fucking cock. Come inside my wet pussy. Give me all of your cum. Oh, God, you're hitting all the right spots right now. I just keep going like this. I'm gonna... Oh, God. I fucking love your small dick. Oh, much. Okay, good. So hot. So hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I'm shaking. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare stop. I'm gonna get that perfect little cock full. I feel that. I can't talk. I fill my cunt with cum. Even if it's the last thing I fucking do. Ugh. It's okay if it slips out. Put it back in and keep pounding me. God, I'm fucking looking for a cock. No, shut up. I'm not. I'm not getting close again. That's a blatant lie. Fuck, I'm not close. No. I'm not that much of a slut for your small cock. Oh, God. Maybe I am. Fuck, this feels way too good. What the fuck? How the fuck did you do this to me? Oh, God. Come with me, darling. Come on. Make that small cock empty that thick load. Balls deep into my pussy. I deserve it, don't I? I've been such a good girl for you, sir. Please give me my reward. Please fill me up. Oh, God. Fill me up. Give me your cum. Come inside of me. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come again, too. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I need a drink of water. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, thank you. Thank you, darling. I hope that helped a bit. Not feeling as insecure anymore, huh? I want to do this so many times, baby. This is so much fun. Can you pull out and just spoon me? I want to feel your small cock rub in between my ass cheeks. I bet I'll dream of this. So if you hear me moaning in my sleep... Hey, and you know that if you ever need to have a serious talk with me about this or anything else, I'll always be here for you. I'll always be here to love and support you through any insecurity, bad thought, or doubt you have. Because I love you. I love you so much.